Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
And it's Tuesday in time for our weekly Powering Your Property segment. Well, sales of Ola Executive Condominium came in at about 30% of total units during its launch over the weekend as the buyers became more cautious and stayed home due to an increasing number of COVID-19 cases here in Singapore. Well, this is a far cry from the M's launch a weekend just a month ago, which saw 70% of units sold on the first weekend. So could this be a new normal? And what does this mean for property market here? Well, very happy to be joined by Ismail Ghaffour, co-founder and CEO of PropNext, to find out more. Ismail, new private home sales jumped 57% in February. However, resale property transactions have started to decline and we're seeing a lower turnout at property launches. So what is your take on the current market situation?
I think things have changed very quickly, Bernard, because when you look at it in the month of February, when we look at the resale numbers dropped by 5% in comparison to January because Singapore announced code orange 7th February. And people were a bit more concerned about going to the houses to see the resale properties. And that's why we saw a slight dip. But on the other hand, February did exceptionally well, as you pointed out, 57% increase in new home sales. And the M sold 70%, 380 units, because developers were really attracting the buyers with very sensitively pricing the units. Therefore, but when we compare it in the month of March, Ola only moved 30% because, again, the World Health Organization early March announced coronavirus is officially pandemic. So this is how completely the sentiment and the confidence of the people do change. People are a little bit fearful of their own job and recession being at stake, and people are taking a wait-and-see approach. But overall, I must say, Singapore real estate market is still resilient, and there are serious buyers who are coming out to pick up the units.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned about Ola, Ismail. I mean, the 30% launch figure over the weekend, could be the new normal?
Generally speaking, a 30% is considered as a very strong sales for most launches. But as far as EC is concerned, it is seen as in a different light. People expect it to sell slightly more. But moving forward, I think developers will be very, very happy to sell 20% at the new launches and take their time over the next couple of years to clear the stock.
So coming back to the consumers right now, who are the people who are buying right now?
I think most of the transactions, even when we look at the month of February, other than the new launch, the M that sold very well, 60% of the transactions were attributed by projects that were already launched the year before, which means we were really surprised to see Treasure, a company selling 100 units in February, close to Park Esta, 50 over units, Jetscape. What am I trying to say here is this: development that are priced right and attractively, even though they were launched a year ago, are starting to move. And the buyers are generally upgraders who want a better home or first-time buyers.
It's about that social distancing has now become a new norm here in Singapore. And more people are staying home and perhaps are taking a more cautious approach due to an uncertain environment ahead. How has this impacted your agents? I mean, what are sales volumes looking like for your team?
Bernard, yes, this is really a big concern, but we respect social distancing is of a paramount importance. Now, we have to stay united. We have seen a slight drop in the number of people coming to view the houses that are during the open house, or for that matter, even coming to the show flat. But what we have done here is to overcome. A lot of our salespeople are using virtual tour video clips and as well as communicating in not in a crowded environment. Even for one more launch that is taking place starting tomorrow, the show flat copper. And what they have done here is the clients who are coming have to book a pre-booked slot, limiting the number of people coming to the show flat, so that everybody will observe the social distancing. So basically, it means reduced numbers of people are being able to come and see, and it will mean some sales will be lesser moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Ismail Ghaffour, co-founder and CEO of PropNext. Well, Ismail, you mentioned about some of your people using doing video, using video to kind of show potential buyers. How is that done? I mean, is that out of their own pocket, their own investment to kind of film the show flat?
what we have done here is from a company perspective, we have invested hugely and we do the various video professionally and we send it on our salespeople. And I think what is amazing here is yesterday was the very first time Propnex did our training 2 hours live streaming, and we were strongly encouraged that more than 5,000 of my salespeople downloaded at the same time watching live. This is about 70% of my workforce, so that they all could keep abreast of the current market trend. So I think now it's becoming a new norm. People will have to embrace technology, and this is the way to communicate and update them in order to connect with their customers.
Mm-hmm. Nice to hear that, Ismail, about Propnex. I mean, of course, you have the largest number of agents in Singapore. So are you implementing any measures to kind of help agents during this period? I'm sure everybody's going through a tough time now.
Yes, I think even for the recent development at Ola, I think the company came out with some special incentive over and above, and we are also giving the commissions slightly ahead of time, an advanced commission, so as to tie over for the sales people, because we know people are going out there despite the COVID, risking to an extent the safety and doing the job. We are trying to do all we can to help our sales people to still remain focused, because at the end of the day, 8,000 agents multiply the number of families can be a huge number.
So for any agent out there, apart from your PropMax agents, what advice would you give them during this period?
I think what's most important is to stay relevant in the market, continue to be updated to the changing trends. This is a time to go and upgrade your skill set as well, and probably add greater value to your clients using technology, and as well as be patient. I think we have seen many crises, and this will be another crisis too. But we have to be relevant to the changing norms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the sellers right now. I mean, who may be taking a bit longer to kind of move their property as a result. What advice do you have for sellers?
I think for most sellers, I also assume that many of these sellers are going to be buyers as well. Unless, of course, they're just going to sell and not going to buy. One has to be patient, but if there is no real sense of urgency for you to sell because you don't intend to buy something else, probably you can wait and read the market. But on the other hand, this period allows a good opportunity for people to reorganize the property portfolio. What am I trying to say here is this. Even though it is a buyer's market, a seller who's selling a smaller flat at a lower price may be able to upgrade to a bigger flat at a lower price, eventually saving more money. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do here is do your thumbs right, be patient, and don't be emotional and jump into it and then regret thereafter.
Mm-hmm. Good that you pointed out the fact that people should look at improving the flats, etc. I mean, a friend of mine was just telling me that it's a good time right now to embark on some home improvement projects because the market is kind of slow. This is to increase the attractiveness of their property. Are there any key areas that they should look out for?
I think I definitely will caution spending too much money on this. One had to be really be mindful, because when the market sentiments are not at its best, if someone throw in 30, 40, 50,000 in renovation, they may not necessarily get back the money, because you know Singaporeans, by and large, when they buy, they like to change almost everything to their taste.
That's true.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you want to do a fresh coat of paint, get rid of the clutter, make things much more nicer, that's perfectly all right. But I would not suggest people to go to any huge investment upgrading the property.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ismail Gaffo, I know you're a very busy man, co-founder and CEO of PropNex. Thank you very much for joining us today on Powering a Property right here on Money FM. Thank you.
Indeed, my pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.